Is Christianity merely one limited half-true perspective on God? Find out in an article I've written for the latest Issues Etc. journal. It's titled, The Blind Men and the Elephant, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Christian Teve's journey from the agnosticism of a committed Darwinist to faith in Jesus Christ. The online Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
It's just a bit silly to say that every culture is equally good. Was the culture of Stalinism that put to death at least 20 million people the same as the culture of the Amish?
Everything that we believe as Lutherans rests solely in the death and resurrection of Christ. So let me talk to you about the resurrection of Christ, a historic, grounded fact than believing that God created the heavens and the earth. Piece of cake.
A great deal of what has been put forward by the Episcopal Church lacks any semblance to theological reasoning. I used to like to say in the House of Bishops, choose this day, is it going to be Saul of Tarsus or Saul Alinsky?
That's why we need to go outside of ourselves, to go to a place where Christ himself has said in his word that we have this absolution given to us from his office, his word.
A little bit later in the program, we'll be playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's about 20 minutes away. We'll play the four soundbite candidates that we put together for you this week. They're short and sweet. You listen to them. And then after you've listened, you give us a call, send us an email, a tweet, or visit our Facebook fan page, and you get to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. We see it happen with some regularity. We see it happen to virtually every one of these big televangelist ministries, especially the ones of the Word Faith ilk, the Name It and Claim It ilk. Why? And now TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network, that bills itself as the largest Christian network in the world, is embroiled in a scandal involving perhaps tens of millions of dollars. Joining us to talk about it and the theology that may in fact breed this kind of scandalous financial behavior, Bob Lico, a former Word Faith pastor himself and co-founder of Discernment Ministry International based in Detroit. Bob, welcome back.
Oh, the Lord be with you, Todd.
And with you as well. Does it surprise you to find, I guess we could call them the kind of the reigning monarchs of televangelism, Paul and Jan Crouch, involved in a financial scandal?
Well, no, it doesn't surprise me at all, simply because of the hundreds of millions of dollars, much of it cash donations, that come into their hands and into the hands of their offices from all over the world on a daily basis. Unless you have stringent safeguards in place and you have very objective people in leadership, people of integrity, there's a tremendous amount of temptation, no doubt, to begin to feel like that money belongs to you, because after all, if you're, say, Paul and Jan Crouch, you're the person on the camera, you're making the appeal, you're presenting the case to the listener, and they're responding. And so they're giving the money because you asked for it, ergo you have a right to use it as, in quotes, the Lord would lead you. And apparently that's what they've been doing. What surprises me about this is the fact that it's a family member who is actually the one, well, in, they've got two lawsuits going on by two sets of family members that are beginning to spill the beans on how things are actually operating behind the scenes in these huge, and in this case, the biggest of the charismatic superstar ministries. And make no mistake about it, TBN's statement about themselves being the largest Christian broadcasting network is very true. They are, without a doubt. And the Crouch Empire is worth close to $1 billion.
And it's global. When you say broadcast network, we're talking largely cable and satellite network, aren't we?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They are seen virtually by someone all over the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. any place you can get a signal almost, you can see these people up there pandering their version of what they call the gospel and raking in tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars actually a year as nonprofit ministries, and very little of that money actually, as we well know, finds its way into legitimate kingdom-building work, as we'd like to say. So it's very surprising to me to find a granddaughter and an uncle beginning to spill the beans and actually go to court and file, you know, lawsuits, and we'll be able to, you know, see those records fairly soon, and we'll be able to see what the actual details are.
So give us some of the details as we know them now. How did this come to light? I take it, at least in one case, it began with the granddaughter who was a part of the ministry being fired.
Yeah, what happened is they did something that's kind of classic. They had their granddaughter, Brittany, and she graduates from college, young lady with an MBA. She's got a business degree. And so they bring her right into the family, and they make her basically the CEO of a close to a $1 billion corporation. She's handling the books. As a 26-year-old recent college grad, idealistic, you know, fresh out of school and hopefully a genuine believer. So she gets involved with the family business, and lo and behold, she's there for approximately a week and begins to go through the books and sees, in her understanding of accounting, you know, tens of millions of dollars, an estimate as high as $50 million that's been misappropriated, that's been mishandled. And so she sends a memo to Grandpa and Grandma and the family, and saying, "Hey, we've got to talk about this. Something's wrong here." Well, she's fired the next week, and is made to give back apparently things that she had received as part of her perks or job benefits, or just simply being related to the Crouches. I don't know. She apparently had to give back to the TBN Empire a house and some other things. So that's what's going on with that. So, yeah, it's the granddaughter that's beginning to shed a little light on what's been going on behind the scenes.
You also mentioned an uncle. Is there another aspect to this?
Yeah, there is another man that's an uncle. Apparently, he would have to be, I think, on Jan's side of the family, because his last name is not Crouch. I'm looking through my notes right here. But he has also another lawsuit against TBN dealing with some a loan that was made to him, sort of a no-interest loan or something, that is kind of how he says the ministry operates. They just basically give each other large sums of money. And it's sort of a nudge and a wink that, that's a loan, pay it back whenever, and sort of nod, nod, wink, wink, and there's no paperwork or anything done. It has been revealed that all the executives, being the Crouch family and others, high officials, were given, you know, $500,000 a year to spend just on their food budget. And, you know, that's pretty high, I think, Todd, for, you know, just... What if issues, et cetera, said, "Here, Todd, here's $500,000. That's your per diem for your lunch and dinner for the year. You don't need to keep track of it, but you know, here's, you know, for all I know, apparently from the records, it could have been cash money that they gave. I don't know. But it's just very interesting when you have these unaccountable organisms out there that are raising money and doing it in the name of Jesus, and yet really not producing anything of value, let alone the teaching, as you've discussed many times, that they present on their global network is nowhere near the gospel. It's nowhere near the truth. It's simply a false message that they're presenting. So I'm very excited. I hope that this disclosure will bring about some real changes in the way that they operate. I hope that they're brought to repentance.
Bob, does this, and it sounds like in the case of the Crouches, this system of unaccountability, does that help explain in part why so many of these large TV ministries are family operations run by close and directly related family members?
Well, I'll start this way and answer with the best construction. I believe that you start out as a husband and wife, and you have to understand in the evangelical circles of understanding ministry, they don't look at it as we do as Lutherans and understanding the office of the keys. You know, the guy thinks he's called to do something by God. His wife is there. She's like, amen, honey, let's run with it. So, of course, if you get far enough to actually establish yourself and incorporate, you're going to have your wife on there as the vice president or something, because she's the person that initially really shares your vision, believes in you. Maybe her family members come alongside, give you a little money to get started. You bring on your mother-in-law and father-in-law on the board or whatever. That's best construction. Well, there's the other aspect, maybe a little darker, the fact that, of course, your wife or your husband can't testify against you in court should anything fall apart at some point. So that could also have something to do with the familial ties and the fact that families are, if they're good families, are generally pretty tight-knit. And if a lot of the family members are guilty, perhaps, of fraud or committing fraud or being knowledgeable of something, being involved in a conspiracy, well, that's maybe even more of a reason why everyone circles the wagons and is very tight-lipped. So that could explain a lot of the family members as well.
Bob Liko is our guest. When we come back, a few more minutes with him talking about the financial scandal breaking at the Trinity Broadcasting Network. He's a former Word Faith pastor and co-founder of Discernment Ministry International, based in Detroit. In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation: Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world? India.
Sweden. Egypt. France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea.
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Bipartisan action protects unborn life.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Do pro-life politicians not work well with others? Do they refuse to be bipartisan? That is the impression that the media often gives of pro-life leaders. But Time magazine recently published an article challenging this stereotype. The article pointed out that pro-life Republicans are joining Democrats in calling for the EPA to impose stricter standards on mercury emissions. Why? Because research indicates that high mercury levels in foods eaten by the mother can cause brain damage in unborn children. These pro-life advocates know that protecting the unborn means more than just opposing abortion.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc., the Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Welcome back. We're talking about the financial scandal at the Trinity Broadcasting Network with Bob Leeko. He's a former Word Faith pastor, a regular guest and co-founder of Discernment Ministry International. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. A few more minutes with Bob on this story, and then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can find out more about Discernment Ministry International at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Bob, you said that because the families are tight-knit, because these are family ministries, there's often a lack of accountability here. What is the theology? That's the familial explanation. What's the theology at work in people like Paul and Jan Crouch and the people around them at the Trinity Broadcasting Network that could lead to such things, where they really don't bat an eye at $500,000 per diem over a year for food expenses?
Well, they certainly subscribe and proclaim what we would call a theology of glory. They believe that as the servants and children of God, that they should, and in fact it is their right, to live as, in fact, kings in this life now. And they'll cite verses such as out of Revelation where it'll state, make the statement that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And they'll look you at, without batting an eye, and say, well, exactly who is he the king over? Who are those kings and who are those lords? He said, well, we are. We are those kings and the lords that he is Lord over. He is our Lord. So we're to live as ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven, which Corinthians and Paul does in fact state that we are ambassadors for the kingdom of God. But they take that to mean we're to actually try to live a heavenly life now. We shouldn't be sick. Our homes should be immaculate. We should have the best of everything, wear the finest clothing, the most expensive handmade Italian leather shoes, for instance, things of this nature. That's what drives their in my opinion, lust for money. They feel that it is their due as children of God. And their appeal to the masses is that you can be just like us. All we did was simply exercise our rights as children of the kingdom. We used, in their words, our faith, in quotes, in God's promises of who we are in Christ. And we're overcomers. We are no longer sinners. We're now the righteousness of God in Christ, and we are victors over all the circumstances of this life. If we simply use our faith, you know, in God's word, and we'll overcome. And obviously, it's working in our lives. So, you know, listen to what we're doing and emulate us, and it'll trickle down to you. You'll get the revelation. And Todd, it must be working. He's, you know, worth almost $1 billion. and is still raking in, even in hard economic times, an estimated at least $100 million a year gross profit after his expenses. Somebody's buying that line. And it's very appealing to the flesh. Who doesn't want to be healthy, wealthy, beautiful, slim, whatever the paradigm the culture wants to set up that the fallen flesh really lusts after? Who doesn't want that in your flesh? But that's not what the gospel's about. That's about the free pardon of our sins through Christ and his work. They've got it all backwards.
Bob Leek was a former Word Faith pastor, and he's co-founder of Discernment Ministry International based in Detroit. We will have a link to Discernment Ministry International on our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Bob, thanks for being our guest.
Oh, my pleasure.